The ground is saturated, the grass is green, and the state climatologist has declared the Texas-wide drought as we've known it since 2010 effectively over. But there's at least one piece of the puzzle that's not quite there yet. Some of the state's water supplies, including the lakes that supply much of the Austin area.
We're still, you know, just over 50% of our storage.
John Hoffman is with the Lower Colorado River Authority. He says that's up about 20% from where the lakes were earlier this year, but
in terms of managing the drought, it's very wet out in the hill country right now, but we've been very, very dry for a number of years, and it'll take some time and several cycles of this type of activity to fully replenish our supplies.
That's true for some of the state's lakes that were hardest hit by the drought, but even more so for aquifers. About 60% of the state's water supply comes from underground, and aquifers aren't always easily replenished or recharged.
So basically, you have water that would be infiltrating through the soil, getting past the root zone of plants and trees, and ultimately moving slowly through that sandy soil into the aquifer itself. So that takes some time.
Larry French is with the Texas Water Development Board. He says most of the state's aquifers are slow like this to recharge, with at least one notable exception, the Edwards Aquifer. It serves over 2 million people over 8 counties, including the city of San Antonio.
That aquifer is an aquifer that does respond quickly to recharge. In fact, I was just checking that the index well that the Edwards Aquifer Authority uses is kind of a measure of what the conditions are in that aquifer. The water level in that well has risen 7 to 8 feet in the past week.
But some of the benefit of rain to aquifers is actually not even the water that trickles down through the earth. It's the water that's never taken from the aquifer in the first place.
In many cases, what you see and how aquifers respond to periods of rain is that people will need to pump less.
And pumping less is what many Texas communities continue to encourage. Wichita Falls became the poster child for water insecurity when the city turned to reusing treated wastewater when supplies were extremely low. Now the lakes are almost at capacity, but John Engel with the Times Record News says water restrictions are not going away.
Talking with our city leaders here, I think it's safe to say that we're not going to go back to you can water your yard anytime you want to, as long as you want to. We've learned from this drought. We're going to have a new normal. We'll never go back to no restrictions whatsoever.
Because Texas has been in a pattern of flood and drought, and it doesn't take long after the flood to see the drought again. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.